It's lunchtime at the Sweet Auburn Curb Market in downtown Atlanta. On the menu today, arepas, a Venezuelan specialty. Corn tortillas stuffed with, well, pretty much anything you want.
This one is like, it's crispy and almost like a chip. And this one is soft and sweet and delicious.
The topic of conversation, the recent Venezuelan election. Co-workers Alejandro Gomez and Melissa Palacios are dual citizens of Venezuela and the U.S. They're eating at this restaurant called Arepa Mia for a taste of home. They voted for Capriles on Election Day, a Sunday. To do that, they drove 8 hours to New Orleans, the site of the closest polling location. Gomez says they'd do it again.
And we will go to anywhere in the world to continue voting.
That commitment underscores how critical the election is to Venezuelan nationals here. Palacios moved to Atlanta about 9 years ago after an oil strike. She earned a master's degree at Georgia State and planned to return to Venezuela once the political climate improved. But it didn't, so she stayed. Palacio says she hoped Capriles would have been able to turn things around.
I mean, it's going to take time to rebuild the country, but I think that he's a great leader, and I think that he has everything that it takes to gather the country again and unify the country.
Liz Hernandez owns Arepa Mia. She left Venezuela in 1998 when Chavez was first elected. Hernandez didn't make it to New Orleans to vote. Instead, she flew back to Venezuela to vote for Capriles.
I left my business. I mean, I didn't have a person to be in charge. I mean, it wasn't the last minute. I'm like, I got to go do this. And I did it.
Despite that kind of passion, political experts doubt the election results will change after the audit is completed. But there are signs of change. The Carter Center in Atlanta sent a delegation to observe the election. Jennifer McCoy, the director of the Center's Americas program, led the trip. At a recent panel discussion, she said while Maduro was expected to win, unanticipated support for Capriles is causing tension.
It was a surprise result that the election was really close. And Maduro won. The election authorities declared him the winner, but with only 1.7% difference.
Officials projected Maduro would win by 10 points, but how long he'll stay in office seems to be up for debate. The Venezuelan constitution allows the opposition to call for a referendum halfway through the president's term. If that happens, some think Maduro will lose if he ignores the country's economic woes. Margarita Lopez Maya says that's possible. Maya is a professor at the Universidad Central de Venezuela and an expert in modern Venezuelan history. She says Maduro likens himself to Chavez, but lacks the former leader's charisma.
If he continues to close the door to any time of conversation inside his alliance and outside, I think he is heading to big trouble because he is not President Chavez.
Back at Arepa Mia, Melissa Palacios, Alejandro Gomez, and Liz Hernandez all want to see things improve in Venezuela. None have plans to return right now, but they all have family there and remain concerned about the country's conditions. Though things may not change in the short term, Hernandez says she still has hope.
We all want our country to become what it used to be, you know. You can go and do whatever you want, you can say whatever you want, and it's a free country for everyone.
Hanging on the wall in her restaurant is a piece of corkboard on which she's fashioned two small replicas of Venezuelan sandals. Next to them is a slogan from the Capriles campaign. Hay un camino, it says. There is a way. Martha Dalton, WABE News.